loved you in the morning. Our kisses deep and warm. Your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many loved before us. I know that we are not new. In city and in forest, they smiled like me and you. But now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and good to have you with us here. And that's Leonard Cohen. No way to say goodbye. He turned 80 years old yesterday, one of our great singer-songwriters in America. This September the 22nd, on this day in 1776, there was somebody who said, "I'm so satisfied with the cause I have engaged that my only regret is that I have not more lives to offer in service." Nathaniel Hale, as he was being led to the gallows by the British for spying for the anti-colonial armies here in America in 1776. This is a day, it's interesting, in 1862, a preliminary version of the Emancipation Proclamation was released spread across the country like wildfire. And when it did, this is an interesting when you think about where history was and where that moment was. The Fugitive Slave Act, even in the middle of the Civil War here in 1862, was still in full force. It was still a law. It was still a law being pushed by the federal government, even our President Abraham Lincoln. But also at that point, the abolitionist movement was pushing very hard, gaining more power than ever had before, forcing the government to do something. They wanted Lincoln to say, all slaves are free, period. He wouldn't do that. But he threatened the Confederate states by saying they would free the enslaved people in the states that had separated from the Union, not the states that were still in the Union. And that battle ensued. But it was also a time when American generals knew that they could not win the war against the Confederacy, even though their army was smaller, unless they had free black men in their army. And so this is a time of great change and tumult where the freedom movement, the abolitionist movement, the movement of freedmen and the enslaved were rising in this country. And this gave impetus to it was one of the great moments that gripped the nation here in 1862 before the Emancipation Proclamation was read. This is a day in 1915, Xavier College, the first and now the only black Catholic college in America, was founded on this day in 1915. This is a day in 1961, the Freedom Rides were taking place, and the Interstate Commerce Commission was forced to institute regulations for integration and were pushed to that by a number of people, and then forced Bobby Kennedy to do the same in pushing them to do that. This is a day that the Dame Crystal Pankhurst, the great suffragette, was born in 1880 on this suffragette, was born on this day in 1880. There's an interesting man here in history that we'll link to on our website. James Wormley Jones was born in 1884. He was the first African-American agent with the FBI. His job for J. Edgar Hoover back in the beginning of the FBI in 1919 was to spy on the burgeoning NAACP and Marcus Garvey and infiltrate those movements. He became a confidant of Garvey, but then was exposed and left the FBI in 1921. But he was born this day in 1884. And there's so much more to this day in history, but let me encourage you all to go to steinershow.org. And check out our Dan History. It is all right there. We're going to transition here with Crimson and Clover, originally performed by the Shondells, as sung by Joan Jett. She was born on this day in 1960. We'll be right back. Stay with us as we look at the crisis, Ebola.